shade the night. No shades fill the night. Heart's delight, shining bright. Praising Allah, shining bright.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Nasheed Night. In this program, we mention the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We recite the na'at, the praise of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We recite the manaqib, praise of awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't only get the chance to listen the praise in various languages, but you also get the chance to understand their meaning in English language. This is the idea behind this program, so we can understand what is read, what is recited. So you can be with us, inshallah, you can enjoy this program. But before we proceed towards our segments and format of the program, let's make few good intentions. Because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlu Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll deliver this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this program, you can make this intention, you will watch this from start till end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. I've got today brother Amir Attari with me. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah, Amir bhai, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Marhaba. Welcome to this program once again. Respected viewers, let me remind you, we've got various segments in this program. The one segment we've got is complete a couplet. And then we have got one segment which is verses of Qasida Burda. We select few verses and then we also try and understand what Imam Wasili rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said in his Qasida about the praise of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we have got one segment which is, as I said, complete a couplet. Let's include that in our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
No shades fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
MashaAllah. On screen you can see that Mujh se khidmat ke qudsi kahe haan raza. Mujh se khidmat ke qudsi kahe haan raza. Very, very famous, well-renowned kalam accepted across the globe, subhanallah. And this kalam, and this is the maqta, the last couplet of that kalam. Respectfully, let's start with the kalam mentioning the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising our Lord Azza wa Jal in the beginning, and then we'll proceed towards the other kalams. The Amir bhai, the kalam inshallah, hamd ka sunayin. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah da naam liye maula da naam liye Allah da naam liye maula da naam liye ek pal na ghafil rahiye ek pal na ghafil rahiye subah to sham liye Allah da naam liye maula da naam liye Allah 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 da naam liye maula da naam liye har shaitan khaliq Allah har shaitan khaliq Allah Malik tera zikr Allah har shaida khalik ذکر اللہ مالک تیرا ذکر اللہ خود عبادت کریے اس تو انعام لئیے اللہ دا نام لئیے مولا دا نام لئیے اللہ 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 دا نام لئیے مولا دا نام لئیے مشکل نو ٹالن والا سب نو او پالن والا مشکل نو ٹالن والا سب نو او پالن والا بن کے ہمیشہ اس دے سچے غلام رہیے بن کے ہمیشہ اس دے سچے غلام رہیے اللہ دا نام لئیے مولا دا نام لئیے اللہ 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 دا نام لئیے
مولا دا نام لئیے
نبیاں دا ناصر اللہ نبیاں دا ناصر اللہ ولیاں دا رہبر اللہ نبیاں دا ناصر اللہ ولیاں دا رہبر اللہ اللہ دی راتیں بھریے عالی مقام لئیے اللہ دا نام لئیے مولا دا نام لئیے اللہ 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 دا نام لئیے مولا دا نام لئیے دامن ولیاں دا پھڑیے دامن ولیاں دا پھڑیے اللہ نو راضی کریے دامن ولیاں دا پھڑیے اللہ نو راضی کریے توحید میں خانے جو بر بر کے جام لئیے اللہ 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 دا نام لئیے مولا دا نام
رب دے پیارے اوتے رب دے پیارے اوتے
رج رج درود پڑھیے رج رج درود پڑھیے دامن نو تھام لئیے اللہ دا نام لئیے مولا دا نام لئیے اللہ 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 دا نام لئیے مولا دا نام لئیے
Allah, respected viewers of Madani Channel, you are listening hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah da naam layye, maula da naam layye, ikbalna ghafil rahiye, subha te sham layye. We should remember our Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. We should mention the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning, in the evening. And we should not be negligent of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to remember our Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal, mention the hamd of our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Mention the tasbih of our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. We should never remain negligent in this. This is what is being said here. And subhanAllah, because the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. This is something which is the source of tranquility of our hearts. The peace of our heart lies in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we need to provide food to our soul, food to our heart. How we can do this? By mentioning the dhikr of our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Remembrance of our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Through the hamd and tasbih and tahleel of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. This is the food of the soul. And that's how we can inshallah provide our soul the strength what is required. And then it is said, Har shayda khalik Allah, malik te raziq Allah. Odi ibadat kariye, usto inam layye. So, no doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of each and everything. He is the creator. Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. He is malik, the owner of each and everything that exists. And He is the Raziq who provides rizq, provisions. Whatever we eat, He is our Razzaq. He provides us the food. Allahu Akbar, our sustainer. And then what should we do? Because He is our Khaliq, because He is our Malik, because He is our Raziq, what should we do? We should worship our Razzaq. We should worship our own, our Malik. The Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, the sustainer. And then further it is said that Mushkil nu talan wala, sab nu o palan wala, ban ke hamesha uste sache ghulam rahiye. He is the one who removes difficulties, who removes calamities, who removes issues, who removes problems. It is the madad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our helper. And we should remain His true slaves. This is what is required from our end, because He helps us. He removes the problems, issues, and calamities from our life. And He is the one who provides us the provision. He gives us each and everything what is required and needed. And then it is said, Nabiya da Nasir Allah, Valiya da Rahbar Allah. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is Nasir of Anbiya, right? The messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anbiya and Rasul, prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Who helped them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is their Nasir. He is their helper. And then He is the Rahbar of Awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were also shown righteous path by Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, who guided them towards the righteous path. And Allah di rahte mariye ali maqam layye. May we die in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can get a high status in the court of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. And then further it is said, Rab de pyare utte, Arabi aqad de utte, raj raj durood padhiye, daman nu tham layye. This should be our duty, to send salawat in abundance. We should increase the number of sending salawat and salutations upon the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is Rab de pyare utte, beloved of Allah, Arabi aqad de utte, our master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and raj raj durood padhiye. We should send salawat and salutation, the most what we can do, right? And this is the means of salvation, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we send salawat, we send salutations upon the best of creation in abundance, because ghamo ne tumko jo ghera hai to durood padho, ghamo ne tumko jo ghera hai to durood padho, jo hazri ki tamanna hai to durood padho. Durood is something which attracts the blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Durood is something, subhanallah, which gives you a blessing in a sense that, subhanallah, in this dunya, your sins will be removed, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Your status will be elevated. It will be raised in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. One recites one salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, 10 of his sins are removed. 10 good deeds are written in his account, subhanallah, and his darajat are raised tenfold, 10 times. This is the barakah. This is the blessing of durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the problems, calamities, issues are removed through the barakah of durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Salawat and salutations, when you recite, inshallah, you will feel that problems are going. Ghamon tumko jo ghera hai to durood padho. This is the suggestion. Start reciting durood. If you have got any grief, any problem, any issue in your life, start sending salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, through the barakah of durood, you will see the difference. You will see the problems are going away. Jo hazri ki tamanna hai to durood padho. Those who shaqan, they want to visit Medina. They want to see Medina. They want to go and behold the Gumbad-e Khazra. What should they do? They should send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And how beautifully said, Ajab faizan hai aqa teri mahabbat ka. Ajab faizan hai aqa teri mahabbat ka. Durood tujh pe padhoon aur khud savar jaun. Durood tujh pe padhoon aur khud savar jaun. This is a special blessing of sending salawat and salutations upon the best of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that we send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But in return, our problems are sorted. But in return, our issues are resolved. Alhamdulillah. And we get salvation. We get barakah. We get blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are sending salawat upon Nabi. But who is benefiting? This is us. We are benefiting.
Zat-e-wala pe-bar
I'm
الہی میرا شعار درود قبر میں خوب کام آتی ہے قبر میں خوب کام آتی ہے بے قصوں کی ہے یار غار درود بے قصوں کی ہے یار غار درود قبر میں خوب کام آتی ہے قبر میں خوب کام آتی ہے بے قصوں کی ہے یار غار درود بے قصوں کی ہے یار غار درود ہے کرم ہی کرم کے سنتے کرم ہی کرم کے سنتے ہیں آپ خوش ہو کے بار بار درود آپ خوش ہو کے بار بار درود اے حسن خار غم کو دل سے نکال اے حسن خار غم کو دل سے نکال غم زدوں کی گسار درود
نکلے تو اس طرح
جان نکلے تو اس طرح نکلے جان نکلے تو اس طرح یار درود تجھ پہ غم زدوں کے یار درود دل میں جلوے بسے ہوئے بسے ہوئے تیرے لب سے جاری ہو بار بار درود لب سے جاری ہو بار بار درود اے حسن خار غم کو دل سے نکال اے حسن خار غم کو دل سار درود غمزدوں کی ہے غم گسار درود.
MashaAllah, bahut umda, subhanallah, beautiful recitation, respected and beautiful kalam of Shahin Shah Sukhan Maulana Hassan, subhanallah, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Zate wala pe bar bar durood, bar bar aur beshumar durood, subhanallah. He is sending salawat and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's personality. He says again and again, again and again, countless salawat and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salawat, he's saying, Dhati wala pe bar bar durood, bar bar aur be shumar durood. May the countless salawat be upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ruwe anwar pe noor bar salam. Then he sends salutations upon the radiant face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Face of wadduha. He says, Ruwe anwar pe noor bar salam. The radiant salam upon the radiant face of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Zulfe athar pe mushk bar durood. In the blessed Zulf of Mubarak alayhi salatu wasalam, the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Mushke Zulf Athar, the pure Pak Zulf Mubarak of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, upon those Zulf Mubarak of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Mushke Bar Durood, Durood which is full of fragrance, subhanallah, full of fragrance, that durood, that salawat may be upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's blessed hair. And then further he writes, Maulana Hassan Shahin Shahi Sukhan, sar se pa tak karod bar salam, sar se pa tak, from head to toe, like tens and millions of salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, aur sarapa pe be shumar durood, and Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's personality be upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's personality. Countless salawat may be upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. And then further he writes, Be adad or be adad tasneem, be shumar or be shumar durood. He says, what can I say? Countless, countless salawat be upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then countless and countless salutations be upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Baithte, uthte, jaagte, sote, ho ilahi mera shiar durood. Ya Allah, whenever I get up, I lie down, or I sit, in each and every possible manner may I be sending salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam before sleeping, after getting up. Okay, this should be my habit, that I send salawat and salutations upon the best of creation. And then, subhanallah, further he says, Gore bekas ko shama se kya kaam, Gore bekas ko shama se kya kaam, Ho charaghe sare mazar durood. Allahu Akbar. He says, I am helpless, right? At my grave, what is the need of candle? I just need the candle of the road next to my mazar, next to my grave, subhanallah. And that will be enough for my salvation if that salutation, salawat and salutations is upon my grave. And then further he says, قبر میں خوب کام آتی ہے بے کسوں کی ہے یار غار درود. Subhanallah. And then this durood will help one in the grave also, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And then further it is said, Jaan nikle to is tarha nikle. Then he makes dua, Jaan nikle, when I depart this mortal world, when I leave this mortal world, Jaan nikle to is tarha nikle, tujh pe ae gham zadon ke yaar durood. May I recite salawat and salutations at that time, salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, at the time of my death. May I recite salawat and salutations upon you, ya Rasulullah. This is the prayer he makes in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dil mein jalwe base huwe tere lab se jari ho bar bar durood. At that moment when I'm departing this mortal world, may I behold you, ya Rasulullah. In my heart only resides you at that very moment, and on my tongue is salawat and salutations. May in this manner I depart from this mortal world. Hasan khare gham ko dil se nikal, gham zadon ki hai gham gusar durood. He says, O Hasan, this throne which is in your heart, right, of grief, tensions, issues, problems, get it out of your heart. Why? Because the road is the helper and it is the remover of calamities, remover of tensions, problems, issues. Why are you worried? Just send salawat and salutations upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ghamo ne tumko jo ghera hai to durood padho. Jo hazri ki tamanna hai to durood padho. Respect you viewers, you are watching Nasheed Night, and let me remind you, we have got a complete segment. Let's see what is there. مجھ سے خدمت کے قدسی کہیں ہاں رضا. مجھ سے خدمت کے قدسی کہیں ہاں رضا. You have to complete this couplet, inshallah azza wa jal. Respect viewers, let's now include one kalam. حضور ایسا کوئی انتظام ہو جائے سلام کے لیے حاضر غلام ہو جائے.
حضور ایسا کوئی سمٹ کے پاس سلے یہ چند گام ہو جائے سمٹ کے پاس سلے یہ چند گام ہو جائے تجلیا سے پر لوں میں کاسائے دلو جا تجلیا سے پر لوں میں کاسائے دلو جا کبھی جو گلی میں قیام ہو جائے کبھی جو کی گلی میں قیام ہو جائے مزہ تو جب یہ قبر میں کہہ دے مزہ تو جب ہے فرشتے یہ قبر میں کہہ دے سبھی حمد خیر الانام ہو جائے سبھی حمد خط خیر الانام ہو جائے سلام کے غلام ہو جائے
سبحان اللہ بیوٹیفل ریسپیکٹیو یوزرز آف مدنی چینل یو آر لسننگ بیوٹیفل کلام حضور ایسا کوئی انتظام ہو جائے حضور ایسا کوئی انتظام ہو جائے سلام کے لیے حاضر غلام ہو جائے Allah, this is a plea in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Permission is being sought. This is request is being made in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, I want to come. But if your permission is granted, then all the means will be sorted. Because کہاں کی دولت کہاں کا منصب قسم خدا کی یہ ہے حقیقت کہاں کی دولت کہاں کا منصب قسم خدا کی یہ ہے حقیقت جنہیں بلایا ہے مصطفیٰ نے وہی مدینے کو جا رہے ہیں وہی مدینے کو جا رہے ہیں The power and position, wealth and money, it doesn't count there. Whoever is invited, whoever is permitted by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he only visits, she only visits. This is the, no doubt, reality, respectively. There are many millionaires, there are many people with wealth, with position, with power, but they have yet not been to Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima. The very poor, very destitute ones, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala called them to Makkatul Mukarramah. And then they were permitted to go to Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zimatu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam called many devotees who were apparently having no means to travel. But when the blessing from the court of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam assisted them, then all the means were sorted. Subhanallah. This is called the karam of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. And then further it is mentioned by the poet, میں صرف دیکھ لوں اک بار صبح تیبہ کو میں صرف دیکھ لوں ایک بار صبح طیبہ کو بلا سے پھر میری دنیا میں شام ہو جائے. He is requesting that before I die, at least I could just see once Madinatul Nabi zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. After seeing Madinatul Nabi, after visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then if even my life ends, then I am not worried about that. But I, in this life, I want to go and behold. And why shouldn't a Muslim, a believer, a devotee of Rasul have this wish? Because Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has been reported to have said, "Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati." The one who visited my mazar, my grave, my shafa'at became wajib for him. Subhanallah. So this is a means to get the shafa'at of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, intercession of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, going visiting the grave of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Main sirf dekh loon ek baar subh taiba ko bala se phir meri duniya mein sham ho jaye. Aur farmate hain huzur aap jo sun lein to baat ban jaye, huzur aap jo keh dein to kaam ho jaye. Because dua of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is heard in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam says, that is accepted in the court of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. And that happens according to the wish of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. خدا کی رضا چاہتے ہیں دو عالم, خدا کی رضا چاہتے ہیں دو عالم, خدا چاہتا ہے رضا محمد. اللہ اکبر. And then حضور آپ جو کہہ دیں تو کام ہو جائے. And حضور آپ جو چاہیں تو کچھ نہیں مشکل. For you nothing is difficult, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because you are beloved of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal, who is qadir mutlaq. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Who possesses this attribute, who is qadir mutlaq. And you are the beloved of that Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. Nothing is hard for you. Nothing is difficult for you, because you are beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is qadir mutlaq. Huzur aap jo chahein to kuch nahi mushkil, simat ke faasla ye chand gaam ho jaye. This distance is nothing for you. It could come closer and everything is possible for you. Yes, respected viewers of Madani Channel, look, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam traveled from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, then from Masjid al-Aqsa to the seven skies, all the levels, then Sidratul Muntaha, and then Subhanallah Arsh, and then Subhanallah Maqami Dana. How these distances were nothing for Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Within no time, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam traveled millions of trillions of miles, and then he returned. This is the Zaat of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, because he is beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nothing is impossible. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given authority to his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, powers to his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim also. And Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam is also not difficult to call his devotee to Madinatul Nabi zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. And then further it is said, mazaa to jab hai ke farishte ye qabr mein keh de sabhi midhate khairul anam ho jaye. What a beautiful couplet it is. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alay also had a wish. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, his wish is that even on the day of judgment under Levi Hamd, Raza gets the opportunity to praise you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So this poet is also requesting, wishing this, you can say, that if when I go in qabr, and then angels Munkar and Nakir come, Allahu Akbar, and I am asked to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What a moment could that be? It's just a wish. One can have the wish. Allahu Akbar. But what a beautiful wish it is to mention the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So throughout life, we are praising Rasulullah. In our grave, may we get the chance to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Naat khani maut bhi humse chuda sakti nahi, Naat khani maut bhi humse chuda sakti nahi, qabr mein bhi Mustafa ke geet gaate.
jaye.
Hari Islamic brothers,
let me remind you that you are watching Nasheed Night, and let me remind you, complete a couplet also.
Mujh se khidmat ki qudsi kahein haan raza.
What is the second line, the second verse of this couplet?
Let's include one more kalam in the Nasheed Night.
Sunte hain ke mahshay mein sirf unki rasai hai. Sunte hain ke mahshay mein sirf unki rasai hai. Ghar unki rasai. رسائی ہے لو جب تو بنائی ہے مچلا ہے کہ رحمت نے امید بنائی ہے مچلا ہے کہ رحمت نے امید بنائی تیری مجرم کیا بات بنائی ہے کیا بات تیری مجرم کیا بات بنائی ہے سب نے صف محشر میں للکار دیا محشر میں للکار دیا ہم کو اے بے قصوں کے آقا اب تیری دہائی ہے اے بے قصوں کے آقا اب تیری دہائی ہے یوں تو سب انہی کا ہے پر دل کی اگر پوچھو یوں تو سب انہی کا ہے پر دل کی اگر پوچھو یہ ٹوٹے ہوئے کی کمائی ہے یہ ٹوٹے ہوئے دل ہی خاصوں کی کمائی ہے بازار عمل میں تو سودا نہ بنا اپنا بازار عمل میں سرکار کرم تجھ میں عیب کی سمائی ہے سرکار کرم تجھ میں عیب کی سمائی ہے گرتے ہوں کو مجدہ سجدے شفاعت کی تمہید اٹھائی ہے رو رو کے شفاعت کی تمہید اٹھائی ہے اے عشق تیرے صدقے جلس چھٹے سستے عشق تیرے صدقے مطلع میں یہ شک کیا تھا واللہ رضا واللہ مطلع میں یہ شک کیا تھا واللہ رضا واللہ صرف ان کی رسائی رسائی ہے صرف ان کی رسائی ہے صرف ان کی رسائی ہے گر ان کی رسائی ہے لو جب تو بنائی
Viewers of Madani Nation, this is a beautiful kalam of Ala Zat Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman. Every couplet is beautiful, subhanallah. And where Ala Zat alayhi rahmat rahman seems to write the madha, the naat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, at the same time, he clarifies many doubts also here, and he also gives dawah. He also invites people towards righteousness, he to contemplate, to reflect, and to prepare for the hereafter. And beautiful ash'ar, beautiful couplets, mashallah. We will not be able to cover all of them. Time is short to include other kalams also in segments. But couple of them, inshallah, we'll discuss here today. Sunte hain ki mahshar mein sirf unki rasai hai, gar unki rasai hai, lo jab to ban aayi hai. Now, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi says that we have heard that on the Day of Judgment, only one personality will have access in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the Zaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sunte hain ki mahshar mein sirf unki rasai hai. If this is the case, then we are all sorted, inshallah. If Aga Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam has access in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will do our shafa'at. He will intercede for us. Inshallah, we will be, inshallah, getting salvation from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasilah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, through the intercession of Mustafa alayhi salatu wa salam. Now, here Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi has written this beautiful couplet, and then he writes further, Sabne safi mahshar mein lalkar diya humko ae be qasum ke aqa ab teri duhai hai. Respectfully, the groups of people will go in groups to different Anbiya-i Karam, to Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu salam, to Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu salam, Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Isa. Ulul Azm Anbiya will be also present there, and people will go. But idhabu ila ghayri will be said. And the one personality who will have the access in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Zaat of your and my beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim, Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. And finally people will come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they will plead for intercession. Ana laha. Subhanallah, kaheen ye aur nabi idhabu ila ghayri, kaheen ye aur nabi idhabu ila ghayri, mere habib ke lab par ana laha hoga. This is what Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are just calling upon you. You are the one who is our savior, who will save us, who will do our intercession. And then further it is mentioned, مجرم کو نہ شرماؤ احباب کفن ڈھک دو منہ دیکھ کے کیا ہوگا پردے میں بھلائی Allahu Akbar. This is the ijz. This is the humility. This is the humbleness of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. He lived all his life in the true devotion of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, serving the Deen Islam, writing books, writing the mother of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, hamd of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, mother of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and protecting the honor and respect of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, safeguarding the dignity of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. This was the sole purpose of the life of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi. And but yet this is the nasiha for us. This is the advice he's making for us. The, in a way he's writing in this couplet, in Kisari, in Ijz, Mujrim kuna sharma'u ahbab kafandak. This is a practice when a person dies at the time of his burial. Before that, his face is uncovered and people, they go and have the last vision of that, the person who has departed from this mortal world, the deceased. And he says, Allahu Akbar, mujrim kuna sharmao. Why are you uncovering the face of person who is a criminal? This is Allahu Akbar. And it's habab kafandak, dhak do. Oh, my relatives, just cover my face. Mu dekh ke kya hoga, parde mein bhalai. Allahu Akbar. It is better that veil is upon me. What will be the benefit of seeing the face? But this is just a metaphorical explanation, you can say, that we need to be worried about our hereafter. And we should always think that I am a sinner, I am nothing. I should always be thinking about the hereafter, and I should always be asking for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I should not be trusting upon my good deeds, nek amal, what I've done. I should not be trusting. I should be trusting alone upon the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the shafa'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the idz of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi. And then further, at the end, he keeps on writing different ash'ar, different couplets. And at the end, he says, Matlami shakya tha, wallah raza, wallah. He mentions twice. He mentions the qasam twice. He says, Matla mi shak kya tha. What is matla? Matla is the first couplet of ghazal. Which was, sunte hai ki mahshar mein sirf unki rasai hai. Gar unki rasai hai, lo jab to banai. In the matla, in the first couplet, Allah Hazrat had said with word if. If, right? If and but. It is conditional, right? So there was a condition. If this is the case, then we are sorted. But he says at the end, after finishing this naat, he says matla, because when you put if, so there's a dubious condition. So there's a doubt whether it is possible. If it is there, fine. If not, there's a possibility of yes or no in if. So but he says matla mi shakya tha. Element of doubt comes when you use if. Allahu Akbar. Then he says, Matla mi shak kya tha, wallah raza wallah. After mentioning twice the qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Sirf unki rasai hai. Sirf unki rasai. There's only one personality who has the access in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that on the day of judgment, and that is the Zat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, Shafa'ati Kubra. At first place, only one personality will have the access of Shafa'at, the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do intercession. And that is the Zat of Rasulullah alayhi wasalam. After Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, others will be granted the honor of doing intercession. But initially, there's only one personality who will speak on behalf of the Ummah, inshallah, for you, for us. So we should love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam from the bottom of our hearts, because this love, this devotion will benefit us inshallah on the day of judgment. Sunte hain ki mahshar mein sirf unki rasai. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me remind you the couplet which is there for us. In front of you will be on the screen. Complete a couplet. Mujhse khidmat ki kutsi kahin haraza. Speculators, we've got one segment in our program, and that is verses from Qasida Aborda. Let's include that before we proceed to another naat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight. light shining bright.
Today we've got the couplet
وشد من صغب أحشاءه وطاوى تحت الحجارة كشح المطرف الأدم.
Now here Imam Wasili rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is saying he placed a stone over his belly and soft skin, tightening a belt over it to diminish the hunger pangs. Now, respected viewers, this is the mada of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, a na'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, Imam Wasili rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is mentioning the time of Ghazwa-i Khandaq, when Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam had tied stones on his blessed belly, Mubarak, right? And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba, they were also going, you know, to control the pain of hunger, because they were hungry at that time. But Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's hunger was optional. Remember this, it was ikhtiyari, right? If he wanted, the mountains would have walked like gold with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But he chose this. And this was the ikhtiyari of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But again, for us, we need to learn that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Anbiya kiram alayhi wa sallam, they sacrificed each and everything, Allah. They faced tribulations, they faced problems. And this is for us to note that if we are striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want to get closeness and proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we need to also face problems, issues in various forms or shapes. Different tests will be there for us to face. And the more a person faces tests and tribulations and exams, then he gets past, subhanallah, what happens? Then he gets more proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. So this is what we can also learn. Do jahan milk aur jaw ki roti ghiza. Do jahan milk aur jaw ki roti ghiza. Us shikam ki qanaat pe laakhon salam. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was the owner of both worlds by the ata of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the granted power given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah had made him. And everything was under the, you can say, authority of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. But yet, how simple he ate. This was his qanaat. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us such that we also remain content upon what we have got. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil. Ameen. Now, let's include one kalam in our program. That is of Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Ali.
Kaash tasavvur e Madine ki gali ho. Oh, रोते हुए ते पाको पारात चले हो फिर रहा मचे बारी से चलो सो मदीना फिर रहा मचे बारी से चलो सो मदीना काश मुकद्दर से मुयस्सर हो घड़ी हो काश मुकद्दर से मुयस्सर हो घड़ी हो
चलो मदीने में तो हो शाक गरीबा जब लो मदीने में तो हो शाक गरीबा
से बरसी हुई अश्कों की जड़ी हो आँखों से बरसी हुई अश्कों की जड़ी हो काश मदीने मुझे मौत यो आवे काश मदीने में मुझे मौत यो आवे काश मदीने में मुझे मौत यो आए जो खर्च पे तेरी सर हो मेरी रूह चली हो जो खर्च पे तेरी सर हो मेरी रूह चली हो
चले के चलो गोरे गरीबा को जनाजा जब ले के चलो गोरे गरीबा को जनाजा कुछ खाक मदीने की मेरे मुंह पे सजी हो कुछ खाक मदीने की मेरे मुंह पे सजी हो
नकीरे मेरी कब्र मेरा जिस वक्त नकीरे मेरी कब्र मेरा उस वक्त मेरे लब पे सजीना दे नबी हो उस वक्त मेरे लब पे सजीना दे नबी हो अल्लाह करम ऐसा करे तुझे میں جہاں میں بھی تیری دھوم مچی ہے
تار ہمارا
ہے سر حشر اس کا حشر سے کاش دست شہبت سے یہی چیتی ملی ہو دست شہبت سے یہی چیتی
The completed couplet, inshallah. Let's see what are the answers. It's displayed on the screen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Mujhse khidmat ki kudsi kahe haan raza Mustafa jaane rahmat bilakhon salam. And that's all for today. Inshallah, time is up. We'll be back next week. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheed night. No sheets for the night.